Hey folks, this is the Ian Dowling Podcast. Thanks for coming to listen, I appreciate it. Today I'm talking about using logic as a spiritual practice, because not every spiritual practice has to be new age. You know, sometimes the old techniques of using logic can work absolute wonders. So I appreciate you coming to listen, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Hey girls and guys, Ian Dowling here. I hope you're having an awesome weekend. Today I want to talk about using logic as a spiritual practice. Because I guess now as spiritual language and spiritual practices become a lot more mainstream and acceptable, I guess the old school ways of logic start to become outdated in a sense. And so I want to suggest using a practice of logic as a spiritual practice, as a way of stepping into presence, as a way of stepping into mindfulness. And say, for example, you know, you're in a really stressful period, work is uncertain, relationship is uncertain, finances are uncertain, all these things are uncertain. We can use logic as a way to just step into the present moment and see what is our actual reality right now. And what made me think about this was talking to my girlfriend last week. And she was a little bit stressed out about things. She's come back from traveling and she's just in that period of uncertainty, you know, in between jobs and moving house and all these different things, which can create a lot of stress. But in actual reality, in that moment, there's not a lot of stressful things happening in that exact moment. It's more about the thought of, you know, what's going to happen next? What do I need to do next? What's the next step? And I think that's often the case when it comes to being in uncertainty about careers and finances and relationships. And say, for example, you have got yourself in a situation like that where you don't know if you're going to have a job next week, you don't know if your partner is going to be with you next week, you don't know if you're going to have any money to put fuel in the tank next week. Using a particular practice to just step back into presence can really help with it. I'm going to give you an example. So, you know, you've got $200 left in your account and you're not sure if you have a job next week. You're pretty unsure about your relationship and you're not even sure if, you know, you're going to have a place to live in 2 weeks' time. These things can be really, really stressful. But if we use logic to step into presence right now, it might like look like something, for example, okay, what's the actual reality right now in this present moment? I'm sitting here on this bench. I'm sitting here in clothes. I've got a bottle of water. I've got $200 in the bank. I'm breathing fresh air. I've got a phone to listen to a podcast. That's the actual reality. And now that actual reality in that moment might not differ a hell of a lot from somebody who might be a millionaire and have a really good relationship and have a great job and all these things. Because the actual stresses are of things that are possibly going to happen in the future. You know, you might have $100 or $50 left in your bank account and have no job. But the actual reality of that moment, there might be somebody who's earning $150,000 a year who might also only have $100 left in their account because they might be spending so much money even though they're getting paid in 2 days' time. So the actual reality of this present moment is usually a lot different than what we think it is. When we're stressed, when we're anxious, it's usually about things that are possibly going to happen in the future, but not about actually where we are right now in this second. You know, and we can use this at any time. You know, if you're walking to the shop, you can go, what's the actual reality? We can use logic to see where are we at this exact present moment. Okay, well, I'm walking along the street. I'm breathing air. I'm feeling the breeze on my face. Oh, it's raining. I'm feeling rain dropping on my skin. I'm walking in my shoes. I can see the clouds in the sky. There goes a car driving past me. That's the actual reality of what's happening right now. All the things that are stressing you are possible things. They're just thoughts in your head about what might happen down the track. And I think, like, logic is something that maybe our grandparents would suggest to us, or, you know, someone that we might class as not a spiritual person using logic, but using a logical practice can be the best spiritual practice, can be the thing that gets rid of our stress and anxiety in that present moment. So I just think it's an important one for today. So, you know, just again, something to take away from today. If you are stressed, if there is uncertain times, whether it's financial, whether it's relationship, whether it's just general anxiety, whatever it is, if you use logic to see where you are in this exact present moment. You know, I'm sitting here on this chair, I'm breathing air, I'm looking at the clouds go by, I'm looking at the blue sky, feeling the breeze on my face. What is the actual reality of this present moment? And it's probably not as bad as you think it is. All the stresses are probably thoughts about the future. And I'm not saying it's a fix-all, but it can be a little process that can just help you step back from the stresses for a moment and just give you a little bit of, I guess, general awareness and a bit more of a bird's eye view of the actual problems that are stressing you. So I just want to say thank you again, as always, for listening. Really, really appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Bye for now.